Welcome to the SoberCube podcast.
Hi, my name is Winceslo and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, what did we lose because of our drinking? For me, it was first the people who I used to drink. They all started to not wanting to be around me. And then I got fired, got evicted not long after. So I thought I didn't really lose much when I came to AA, but it was explained to me and through the experiences that the older sober members share that I was always uneasy. And by this time, I had no relationship with my family. I had pushed them away, not even losing a tooth stopped me from drinking. I remember at the time, my friends that they still want to hang out with me thought that that will stop me from drinking, and it didn't. And there was just people that really gave up on me, like they just couldn't handle me anymore. And I don't blame them now, because I couldn't even live with myself anymore. And one day, just it was just all too much, and I can see that the thought of just, you know, jumping from the balcony I was living at, and something just pulled me inside. And that's when I reached out and said, I don't know if you're out there, but please help me. And it was an overwhelming feeling. And of course, after that, I drank again. No long after that, I thought I had a mental breakdown. I got rid of all my stuff. I threw it all away and had to go and live with my parents. And two people from AA came and tried to 12-step my brother, and he refused to see them. And I took the 12-step call for him, and that's how I got into my first meeting of AA. And I just couldn't believe that the experiences that these people were sharing, they were so like mine. How was possible that people living in different cities had so much in common? I was convinced that the people who came and tried to see my brother, they told them about me, because there was no way, because my case was different. There was no way. You don't understand. I went to university. But what I know now is that alcoholism doesn't distinguish between educated people or not educated people. And if alcohol is costing more than money to you, there might be a chance that you may have a problem. But what I know now is that I'm not alone, and there's a fellowship, and there is help, and there is a solution in this program. I just have to work for it. So thank you for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberCube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.